Louis held the map and tried to make sense of the lines and directions.
So, Mom, if we're supposed to be on this line going this way, why aren't we moving?
Well, she said, when your aunt sent us the invitation to Isaiah's baptism, she didn't know that there would be road improvements.
What's a road improvement?
Well, the people who used this road were concerned on how rough the road was. There were holes and cracks, and they were afraid that it was getting unsafe. So, this construction company right here?
Yeah, do you see it?
This company was hired to make things better. And they're using all these people and all these machines to make it easier for us to follow. They're preparing the way for us to follow. They take some of the bumps over here and put that stuff in the holes over there. They make things level. You know, they're kind of like John the Baptist.
Who?
John the Baptist. God gave him a job of setting the path straight for Jesus and making it easy for the rest of us to follow.
John had a construction company?
No, his mother laughed. You see, in the time of Jesus, John was the one who baptized everyone with water and told everyone that God was going to make things level in their lives. He told them to be baptized and to be sorry for their sins, and God would forgive them.
Wow. Was a baptism like the one they were going to today?
No. No, at the time of John, people would go to the River Jordan, and he'd baptize them right there in the river. The baptism we're going to today, it's going to be inside a church.
Wow. I'm excited about seeing Isaiah. The last time I saw him, he was still in his mummy's tummy.
Do you think John got excited about baptisms too?
Oh, I think so. People have been waiting to see John for a long time. Thousands of years.
And thousands of years ago, the prophet Isaiah told his friends John was coming. He told them about John, and he told them about Jesus when he said,
"He's a voice shouting in the wilderness. Prepare a pathway, for the Lord is coming. Make straight a road for him. Fill the valleys, level the mountains and hills, straighten the curves, and smooth out the rough places, and then all people will see the salvation sent from God."
Mom? What's a prophet?
Well, a prophet is someone who's really, really good at hearing God's voice. Prophets are kind of like message takers. They hear the message, and then they share it with the people around them that aren't as good at hearing God's voice.
So, John was a prophet?
I mean, why was he telling people what God was saying when Jesus was standing right there?
Well, Louis's mom said, sometimes people have a hard time hearing what God wants them to hear. So God uses us, well, as message takers, to help him show his love and to tell people what to do. Today, when you see baby Isaiah, you'll probably want to give him a hug. You might even want to give him a kiss.
Will you?
Louis said, "Of course I will."
"Well, why?"
his mother asked. "You've never met him. You don't know him. You're not even sure you're going to like him."
Louis hadn't really thought of it that way.
I don't know.
Well, his mother said, I think that when you share how much you care for someone, you're sharing God's message of love. And although baby Isaiah is too young to understand your words, you can show him in lots of other ways.
Well, John did the same thing for Jesus. Some people couldn't understand what Jesus was going to tell them, so John helped them get ready to understand.
Just then, the car started moving again, and as it drove by, Louis looked at the big machinery, the deep holes and the huge piles of dirt. He thought about baby Isaiah, and about John, and about what his mother had told him.
The car bounced and bumped around as they drove through the construction, but as soon as they were on the newly improved road,
"Wow," Louis said, "this road has no bumps. This is so smooth. Mom, is it easier to drive on?" His mom said, "Yeah, it sure is easier to get where you're going when the road is already ready." That's why John's job was so important. You see, baptism makes it easier to get to Jesus. As soon as they arrived at the church, Louis ran to see baby Isaiah. He gave him a gentle kiss and whispered to him, "Don't worry about the construction. I know all about the path, and it gets a lot easier. And if you aren't sure, just follow me, because I think I know the way."